This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Today's top story, Jack Caglione has been called up. He will make his major league debut on Tuesday against the St. Louis Cardinals. Very happy right now to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Denny, happy to catch up with you.
Hi, Carrington. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Denny, there's actually a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's talk about this weekend before we look ahead to Jack Caglione. I've really come to look forward to Big Slick Weekend, what those group of celebrities have been able to do in such a short period of time has really turned that into maybe the marquee weekend over the course of the baseball season.
Yeah, pretty remarkable, and it is a great weekend, and a lot of people are involved, and a lot of people really respond to it, and great crowds for the three-game series. Detroit's a very good team. They're fun to watch, and it was a good series, an interesting series.
Denny, the only regret that I have is somebody didn't have this idea earlier in your career, because I'm guessing a young Denny Matthews would have dominated that softball game.
Well, if the fences were pretty close, I'll say that, so I don't think there'd be any problem with that. But, yeah, it'd been fun, but it's kind of a – it's more of a novelty game, obviously, than a true softball game. So you have to be flexible, and you have to adjust when you're involved in something like that.
Yeah, I'm just imagining Al Roker throwing you an underhand meatball, and you just hitting it 200 feet, knocking it out of whatever structure they put up, and then you rounding the bases.
Well, it's a good fantasy for you, but we're not going to watch it. We're not going to see it. Maybe I just hit a bullet back through the middle and knock his cap off.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, I took this weekend, and we'll get to Jack Caglione, as the Royals offense is in a state of emergency. You're normally more patient. Hey, baseball, it's a sample size game. You can't overreact. You can't underreact. Two things. I mean, we've been playing baseball since the middle of March, and it just doesn't feel like this offense is turning the corner in ways that we had all anticipated.
No, I think a month or a month and a half ago, you and I were talking on this very, very show of yours, and I think I said by June the 1st, you have a pretty good idea of what you've got. And that's true not only of your team, but of all the others. And you go from there. And the Royals have struggled mightily. This is not news. It's not a bulletin. Have struggled mightily to score. And if you can't hit, you can't score. If you can't score, you can't win. And so we've reached that point, and they need to inject some energy and some life and really some production into the offensive lineup. And that's the reason why Caglione is coming up from Omaha, and we'll see what he's got.
Denny, what's happened with this offense? Because just last summer, this offense was really, really productive. But then you get the injury to Vinny Pasquantino, and it never feels like this offense has got back on track since he went down.
Yeah, it really took a chunk out of the offense and the production. And, well, he drove in the winning run on Saturday night or Saturday afternoon in the 1-0 game, and he did that on a regular basis last year. And he was a good RBI guy. And we've discovered over the years that to be a really good RBI player, sometimes you're going to have to go out of your comfort zone a little bit and go after pitches that weren't necessarily strikes or that you like to hit. And that's exactly what he did on Saturday afternoon. He got a pitch away. It was not a strike. It was 2-3 inches off the plate away from him. And I asked him about it yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I knew the answer, but I said, what would have happened if you'd have tried to pull that ball and been the hero and hit a 2-run home run? And he said, I would have cracked my bat and hit a ground ball to the second baseman. And exactly. But he's smart. He's a good RBI guy. He went with the pitch away, lined it into left field. Lofton scored what proved to be the winning run. And that's what good RBI guys do. Now, he hasn't done that on as consistent a basis as he did last year, but maybe that's the start of things. Maybe he'll be good in the last 4 months of the season. That remains to be seen.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, I can't remember if it was you that told me this or I heard this from another baseball person, but they told me that players get themselves called up. Sure, organizations ultimately are the ones that pull the trigger, but if you perform at such a high level in the minor leagues, eventually the organization has no choice. I do believe at the very beginning of the season, the plan was to bring along Jack slowly and him be down in the minors for a year. But he absolutely destroyed Double-A pitching. He has been phenomenal since going to Triple-A. Everything has just kind of come together where it now feels like offensively he is at a place where he can be competitive here in the majors.
Yeah, and he's got one big thing going for him. He's a college guy. He's mature. It's not like you're bringing up an 18 or 19-year-old, basically just out of high school. And he has the maturity, the knowledge, and the talent, quite frankly, to adjust. Now, the league, the pitchers are going to adjust to him. They're going to be probing and trying to find out what pitches he likes to hit, what pitches he doesn't. It's a process. And the pitching on the big league level is a little more exacting. They can hit spots better than they can at AAA. So it's an adjustment for everybody. And that's true of a high prospect. It's true of a guy who's coming out of nowhere, maybe wasn't a high-profile prospect. But everybody that gets to the big leagues has something to prove, first to themselves, then to their teammates, then to management, then to the fans. But most importantly, the first step is finding a comfort zone at the big league level, and that will be the next step in his progress.
Denny, at this stage in your career, you've seen a lot of guys get the call up, a lot of guys get their first major league start. What are you looking for in this scenario? What does a young player need to do to kind of prove to you they belong to be here?
Well, it takes time, and you have to settle in. And again, you have to accept the fact that you're in the big leagues, and then you have to adjust to that. Some do, some don't. The problem with a young, inexperienced player is regard to even organized baseball. Maybe he's been in there for 2 years and now he's all of a sudden in the major leagues, but he's not ready. And if you're not ready for the big leagues, then you can just absolutely be overmatched. Your confidence will waver and maybe disappear, and that's how you lose a decent player. His confidence, because he was called up too soon, has eroded. It's gone away. Some get it back, some don't. And that's the danger. I don't think that's a problem with this guy because, like I said, he's mature. He's a college guy. And I think he's shown the ability to adjust to each level. So now he's got another and a higher level to adjust to.
One thing that I do feel very confident in is I think the power numbers are going to be there. And obviously the Royals need a lot offensively. But what they really need to do is get a guy that can help drive in runs and get a little bit of protection for the top half of that lineup. So I am concerned about the strikeout numbers. I do think he's going to struggle with that. But right now they need somebody with some extra base power and somebody that can help drive in runs.
Yeah, and especially in the 2, 3, 4, and 5 spots, and to a degree, number 6 spots in the batting order. If you get that locked in, then you're going to be a problem for other pitchers and other defenses.
Denny, you are making the trip for this one, so you're going to be on the call tomorrow for Jack Caglione's Major League debut. You've seen Old Busch Stadium and New Busch Stadium. What do you think of the Cardinals ballpark?
Well, I like it. I've seen 3 Busch Stadiums. Sportsman's Park was Busch Stadium. August Busch bought the Cardinals. We're talking into the mid-50s now, and my dad would take me down to St. Louis once a summer to see a couple of Cardinal games. So Sportsman's Park was an old type of park, like the old Municipal Stadium here, basically. And then they moved to the round cookie cutter, which everybody had. Cincinnati had, and then Pittsburgh had one, and then the Mets had one, and you couldn't distinguish one from the other. Nobody liked them. And then now the new ballparks, and I really like the new Busch Stadium. It's very nice. It's fan friendly. It's pitcher and hitter friendly. It's a very fair ballpark, and I really enjoy going over there. So yeah. A big road trip, 3-game road trip for me, so it's looking forward to it.
That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show today. He will be on the call tomorrow for Jack Caglione's Major League debut that you can hear right here on 96.5 The Fan. Denny, it's always great to catch up with you. Really appreciate your time.
Okay, Carrington, talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.